This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Two men are in custody near Seattle after police say they were snoozing in an idling car suspected of drugged driving. And when Bellevue cops woke them, they sped off. Cops blew their tires. They drove more and stopped. One ran, and police say he took out a bomb and blowtorch he was carrying. They tackled him. They had more bombs in the car. More than 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene, officials confirmed that water is beginning to flow again through the pipes in Asheville, North Carolina. Vice President Harris is in North Carolina at a hurricane relief center in Raleigh. This official got her started helping pack boxes of baby wipes, medicine, diapers, soap for people in need after the storms. Utilities report they fixed more than 2 million power outages in Florida after Milton, with more than a million more outages to go. Former President Trump held a rally tonight in Coachella, California. This is ABC News. Tomorrow in Massachusetts, Mass General Brigham Hospitals will postpone certain elective surgeries due to a critical shortage of intravenous fluids because of supply chain disruptions caused by Hurricane Helene.
It's given us all a cause to pause and really reflect on what it takes to build structures and infrastructures for reliability in healthcare.
Therese Hooten-Jinks, Tufts Medical Center, flooding damaged the plant that makes IV fluid. Cleveland Guardians will face the New York Yankees for the American League Championship. Guardians winning their divisional series in Game 5 against the Detroit Tigers. 7-3 today. Cleveland outfielder Lane Thomas hit a grand slam off Tarek Skubal.
You know, he's got 100 in the tank and 95 on the sinker. And, you know, my first time with the bases loaded, I kind of was looking soft. I thought, you know, with that in that situation, he wasn't going to come at me. And he proved me wrong. And then the next time I was like, you know, I got to be ready for the fastball. And, you know, he threw a good one that I could hit.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Autumn is in the air. And like the leaves, prices are falling at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale. Going on now. We've got tons of products on sale, like 3-ton jacks for under $100, 5,000-watt generators $250 off, plus dual bevel miter saws at nearly half the price of the competition. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 10/13/24. While supplies last, so hurry in. Limitations apply.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping? Your mind racing? So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Sync Radio. We are local music.
Do you know what it's like to be irrational? To hate someone who hasn't done you wrong. I wish you were appendage and detachable. Instead of running red beneath my claws. Cause their pride turns of coastline. Wand and toast I will, I'm not. It's under the arm, it's only out the sound. And I don't wanna hear them at all.
I can't be happy now. your winter pull curtains in sinister woods. Every echo she should have, she could have. You spend your summers all in thoughts underneath holes you drilled in your roof. I'm in disbelief. 100 torn breezes, a world of bourgeoisie.
Double goodness from Amelia Ford. She's live all over Green Bay and the Appleton area on October 11th. Yes, that's Friday. You missed it. But also October 19th and the 26th. More information is out there at maxincradio.com and all those social media things. After all, we connect you to the local stuff because we are local music. All this double-dipped, local-powered goodness is brought to you by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. So what's next in the after hours? Some Newski, some Miles Nielsen, and of course some Trapper Shep. He'll be in Eau Claire on the 23rd. Don't forget December 13th at Kiki's House of Righteous Music right here in Madison. Local music you can see and hear on your own right now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Someone. Now I'm feeling like a bully. crowd. You still get your kicks in a lovesick town. When it all goes up, all goes down. And your midnight friends don't come around. When the time is right, time is now. And it all goes up and it all goes down.
Stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can see this fight, but it won't kill the war. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Surround it by total chaos. Unleash a hunting howl. Turn all your bold ways. Don't question what's true. Trapper, and then Mascot Theory, and last up was John Bulkson Experience. And of course, you can make plans to see the Mascot Theory at Flannel Fest in November right here in Madison at the Barrymore. We keep the local sounds moving with Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Rockford tonight, and then Baraboo on Saturday. Milwaukee on November 22nd. Hands up now on Max Inc. Radio.
Everything, if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. If everything's anything, then I want it all. I'll take you back again if you give me everything. And if everything's anything, then I want it all. Put your hands up, put your hands up. If you're innocent, it'll be clear. Put your hands up.
Hands up on Max Inc. Radio, Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Brett Newsky is going to take us to the break. See him at the Full Mile Beer Company on the 19th. Hear him now on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm paranoid. I don't trust my neighbors, I don't trust my boss, I don't trust the water, I don't trust the cops, I don't trust the news, I don't trust my food, and I don't trust the white guys in the suits. I'm paranoid, I'm paranoid, running around in circles again. I'm paranoid, I'm paranoid, I just want some peace in my head. The army, the guns.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Halloween at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Saturday night, October 26th, starting at 8:30. Live music with Honey Shot. Win $400 with the Lazy Wolf Costume Contest. Must be present to win. Plus $4 cherry bombs, $2 75-cent cans of Bud Light and Miller Lite, and $2 off Tito's Double Mixers. It's Halloween at the Lazy Wolf Lounge in Madison, North Stoughton Road. For details, follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Hi, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We used Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
So good to you if you let me.
The break is over, and you are back to the local stuff in the after hours on Max Inc. Radio. Rob Roberts here, connecting you to Jada James and Megan Owens. Both, no new shows on the books right now, but as soon as we know, you will know. After all, we are local music, and we've got you covered for the upcoming spooky season, Halloween at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison, Saturday, October 26th. Live music from Honey Shot, drink specials, costume contest with first place prize of $400. More information, go to LazyElfLounge.com. We have more local music for you from Beth Keeley up next and live at Flannel Fest and on the 11th in Kimberly, Wisconsin, 12th Black Earth, and every weekend right here on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. We are local music.
You lean over slowly and you whisper in my ear. I feel your hand upon my back and your lips are in my hair. You don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. I play it cool, I smile and nod, but all that I can think. So why won't you let me love you? 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 Oh. All the things I'd do if I could only make you mine. Chisel off your rock, reveal the work of art inside. Run my fingers over you until you came to life. Forge the air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let
brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A little motivation to listen to what I found.
outside's too cold. You don't want to risk it for just 1 second under the sun. But don't you worry, cause you're not the only one. Cause I've been waiting for you to come and join me on the dance floor. So let's go boogie.
Local music is here, and we are in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Porky's Groove Machine and now Miscellaneous Owl and the Rascal Theory keeps the local music moving on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Traveling with a 1,000-volt ghost.
right, another late night done. Thanks for tuning in and supporting the local music right here in Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. See you next week, everybody.
You're a splainer, complainer. Better hire her and pay the retainer. You're a splainer, it's a no-brainer. Giving out free advice on animal behavior. You're a splainer, a tireless campaigner. Cornered in the cubicle, relentless restrainer. You're a splainer, energy drainer. Talk instead of action, ankle sprainer.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.